Hi, this is Victoria. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to talk with you about the Chemical Summit. The Chemical Summit is a two-day event held on October 8th and 9th in Spring, Texas. Are you looking for real insights about how companies and leaders are tackling today's challenges? Well, that's exactly what the Chemical Summit is about. The Chemical Summit is designed specifically to allow business leaders like you to connect with and learn from other leaders in the chemical industry, including many chemical show guests. That's a bonus. And we're having real conversations on stage and real conversations in the audience so that you can benchmark, gain insights, and get powerful connections. Space is limited, and you do not want to miss this event. Head on over to thechemicalsummit.com to learn more and register today. Hi, this is Victoria Meyer. This episode is the second in a series I recorded at ACC's Responsible Care and Sustainability Conference. When you listen to this episode with Michael Hines, CEO of BASF Corporation in North America, you are in for a real treat. One of my favorite moments comes near the end of the episode where Mike shares his insights on careers and leadership. He talks about the importance of giving 125%, not necessarily working 12-hour days, but rather on being focused and committed to delivering your best in key moments, then resting and recharging appropriately in between. And in fact, this is one of the things that Mike credits his uber successful career too. So you definitely want to listen to that. We also discuss the role of responsible care and sustainability in BASF, the efforts it has taken to decarbonize its energy value chain, and keys for driving alignment across businesses. I think you're going to enjoy this episode. So here you go.
A key component of the modern world economy, the chemical industry delivers products and innovations to enhance everyday life. It is also an industry in transformation, where chemical executives and workers are delivering growth and industry-changing advancements while responding to pressures from investors, regulators, and public opinion. Discover how leading companies are approaching these challenges here on The Chemical Show. Join Victoria Meyer, president of Progressio Global and host of The Chemical Show, as she speaks with executives across the industry and learns how they are leading their companies to grow, transform, and push industry boundaries on all frontiers. Here's your host, Victoria Meyer.
Hi, this is Victoria Meyer. Welcome back to The Chemical Show. Today, I am speaking with Michael Hines, who is the CEO of BASF North America and a member of the board of directors there, as well as a member of the board of directors of ACC. And we're here at ACC Sustainability and Responsible Care Conference. Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's start talking about responsible care, since that's the center point of this conference. What's the role of responsible care at BASF?
Well, responsible care is a voluntary program that has been around for over 30 years, and BASF has implemented it in 2007, and it's basically a set of rules and procedures to make sure that we continuously advance in safety, environment, and in also health aspects. And we apply that in all of our subsidiaries around the globe and in all the companies where we have a majority stake.
Awesome. So you've actually taken it and applied it elsewhere, even though it's outside of the U.S.
Definitely. It's a global program.
Yeah, it is. And it's, of course, it's great principles as well. So when we think about sustainability, you're chair of the Sustainability Committee for ACC. And I guess the question I have is really, how do you reach alignment? There's such a diversity of companies, of leaders, of interests that it's challenging, right? We know it's challenging when we're inside the same company, but much less when we're across companies, it can be challenging to reach alignment. What do you find to be critical?
Well, on one hand, yes. I mean, sometimes it's challenging to find alignment, but we're all working for the same industry. And as we work for the same industry, we also face the same challenges. Yeah. But we also have the same opportunities, because when you look at the chemical industry, I mean, chemicals, that is basically the mother of all industries. And 96% of all the products and goods that are being produced are enabled by chemistry. And that's what we have to focus on as a group in ACC by saying, What can be our contribution? What are some of the innovations that we can move forward in order to solve some of the challenges that we face as an industry and also as society?
Yeah. So what are the priorities? What are the most important things that the committee is working on today?
I think there are two things. I mean, at least from a sustainability aspect, one is a circularity. And then the other thing is reducing greenhouse gases. So it's really, how can we make some of our products slightly different? How can we use some of our products different? Can we keep them longer in the loop? And then if they're at the end of their life cycle, how can we better recycle those products?
Yeah. So it's the full life cycle is really critical there. Turning to BASF, right? So when you think about the company, what are BASF's priorities as it relates to, say, sustainability and even as it really interfaces with the business, right? Because it's obviously a key element of business.
I mean, first, our key priority is embedded in our purpose. And our purpose is we create chemistry for a sustainable future. And we want to be the preferred supplier of the chemical industry in order to enable the transformation of our customers. And that's what we are driven by. And that's where our 112,000 people, folks around the globe, are really passionate about.
Yeah. And how are you, how is BASF adapting given the economic challenges, the supply chain challenges, the energy challenges that we've seen really in the last couple of years?
I mean, we are a very energy intensive type of industry. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a number, I mean, BASF's energy demand is as high as the country of Greece or the country of Portugal. So energy for us is really, I mean, something that is very, very important. So, and what we have done is we are shifting more and more to green energy. And so 60% of our energy supply by 2030 will come from green energy. And what we have done primarily in Europe, because there it was possible, was to get access to an equity stakes into wind parks, I mean, to produce our own green energy. But we also have it in our new Verbund site in Zhanjiang, in the southern part of China, where it will be enabled by wind power and also by solar power. And also the United States, we have a lot of agreements with companies, solar companies, and also wind companies for PPAs or virtual PPAs.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I saw that recent announcements about the equity acquirement of wind farms, which is really exciting.
I would have
exciting.
Never thought that we would become owner of a wind park, for sure.
No. In fact, you know, often I think as business leaders and strategists, we think, okay, what's really our core capability, right? And you focus in on your core capability, which you would not assume to be wind, other than, being good talkers.
That's true, but
right?
One of our core capabilities, believe it or not, is actually producing energy, because we were producing energy for the last, 100 years. So 50% of the energy requirement that I spoke about, we always produced ourselves.
Okay.
And now we just produce it via a wind park.
Right. So it's a new version of a cogen unit.
If you want so, yes.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, when you think about the challenges of navigating across multiple landscapes, we've already touched on the fact that you're taking some slightly different energy approaches in the sense of equity ownership of energy in different regions. How do you think about leveraging sustainability and navigating just the different challenges, regulations, opportunities by region? Because there's obviously differences.
There are differences, and some regions obviously have different type of timelines or different type of priorities. But as we operate in all regions around the globe, we just have to adhere to whatever the regulation is. And ultimately, I think down the road, some of those regulations will converge. So, which then just means, I mean, our goal is we set out certain goals, and when it comes, for example, to CO2 reduction, and there we don't have regional goals, we have a global goal. Mm. And yes, there are certain regulatory requirements which are different, but we are using also ACC, for example, in order to lobby a price on carbon.
Mm.
Yeah. And that is something that we, for example, advocate for on a global basis.
Yeah, yeah, and absolutely. And I think that's right. You've talked about it. ACC talks about it. I hear people across the industry talking about the need for alignment of some of these regulations.
Sure.
And it also being, you know, science-based and being really logical and making sure that we're not being confined by what makes sense today, but maybe won't make sense in the future.
And it's for sure a journey. It's something that you have to keep doing, I mean, for a long, long time.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Mike, let's turn and talk about leadership a little bit. So you have obviously led a really great and successful career in the industry and at BASF, moved into a senior level from quite an early age or time in your career, have been on the board of directors for 13 years. To what do you attribute that success and being able to take on those really big responsibilities from an early part of your career?
I think I always had a couple of, let's say, mottos in my life. I was always very ambitious. That comes from sport because I was playing semi-professional sport. But I had a lot of ambitions without being too ambitious. And that might sound a little strange to you, but what it means was that I was always giving 125% at what I was doing. And I was always curious and I was always trying to give it my best. And I was not necessarily looking for my next job, but just putting a lot of rubber on the road and giving it 125%. And I don't really mean working 12 hours instead of 10 or, It just means to, I mean, when the coach says you really got to accelerate, you accelerate. And when the coach says you should rest, you also take some rest. But you really try to give it your best at what you do. And that, I think, has caused then others to see something in me and provide me with opportunities in the company and jobs that were always one size too large for me. And then I started to grow into it. Because you have to realize that once someone gives you a job where they tell you this, you can do easily, you're at the end of your career.
That is really true. Well, I may just leave it at that. It's a good closing remark. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your
time.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Chemical Show. Keep listening, keep following, keep sharing, and we'll talk with you again soon.
We've come to the end of today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed your time with us and want to learn more. Simply visit thechemicalshow.com for additional information and helpful resources. Join us again next time here on The Chemical Show with Victoria Meyer.